The state budget situation is not as bad as had been anticipated, but it's still not great. Joining us right now is the chair of the Michigan House Appropriations Committee, our local state representative, Shane Hernandez. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Consensus revenue estimating conference yesterday, a chance for you and others to take a good close look at the budget. And what did you find?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's pretty unusual to have a revenue estimating conference in August. We normally do them in January and May. But because of the circumstances this year, we decided to do a third one in August. And basically what we found was the $3.4 billion budget deficit we anticipated for this year. The revenues are higher than anticipated. Doesn't necessarily mean the economy is doing really well. It is more the fact that our budget is being held up off of the federal stimulus dollars right now. So we're not facing the deficit we expected at this time. We're actually almost balanced if you were to carry forward last year's budget. As is, we would be nearly balanced in that budget, but there are some concerns going forward when those federal dollars stop that we would kind of fall off the cliff. So there's still definitely concerns as we work on the budget towards September 30th.
And how is that work going? What are the next steps you have to take?
Well, after the conference yesterday, we'll start meeting with the admin today. We've been working on what we call boilerplate language in the budget over the past week and a half, moving forward, but waiting for the conference yesterday to see where we were on the numbers, which I think yesterday's numbers being so different than we expected are a good example of why we waited for that. And today we'll immediately get on today we'll do a Zoom chat and start talking about targets for each individual department and working forward together. We do believe that this can't be a traditional budget process where the House does a budget, the Senate does a budget, we pass them both, we have debate over them and go to conference on them. This has to be a budget where all three parties, the House, the Senate, and the administration are at the table working together. If this it's unusual circumstances, we have to do this as a collaborative process.
And does it feel like all sides are working together and are on the same side as you continue this process?
Well, we definitely have our differences in details of how to handle this, but we are definitely all on the same page that it needs to be a collaborative process. We need to be in the room together working this out. That's how we did the supplemental budget of CARES Act money a couple months ago, and that's how we did the fix to the fiscal year 20 budget, and that's how we intend to do the fiscal year 21 budget.
You mentioned that things are looking brighter because of the federal stimulus money, but that's not a guarantee that that's going to continue. In fact, you have to plan for it not to continue. So what does the state of Michigan need to do moving forward, Shane, to ensure that we have a good, robust economy?
Well, I'm a believer that the federal stimulus money is not sustainable. They can't run multi-trillion dollar deficits budget year after budget year. It's going to stop. So what we were given in the position we're in right now is that the Trump administration sent this stimulus money and bought us some time. They bought us time to learn about COVID and to address it. The number one thing we need to do is get our businesses open safely, open the economy. We have seen signs that if we allow people to work, the economy does show some strength. And we've also seen signs that people are starting to go back to work now as the unemployment payments step down from $600 per week to $300 per week, which I don't believe that's actually kicked in yet. But people are showing a willingness to go back to work. The economy is looking fairly strong. I mean, it's going to take some time to come back. So we need to take advantage of the time that was bought with this federal funding and get people back to work safely. And then secondly, we can't just move forward expecting more federal money or saying that, well, there's a $1.2 billion deficit projected next year and we'll address it next year. No, we need to do responsible budgeting this year that builds towards next year. I think that we could put money back into the rainy day fund as we took some out this last year to address our deficit, and we could hold some money on the balance sheet so we don't have it just a $1.2 billion hit next year. Maybe we spread it out where we do reduction of spending, $600 million this year and $600 million next year.
You know, the governor has been asked, and she's going to be speaking later this afternoon. We'll have that at 1:30 this afternoon here on WPHM. But the governor was asked, I think as recently as yesterday, about reopening gyms and movie theaters, bowling alleys. She says we're not quite ready for that. You tend to disagree.
I absolutely disagree. You can look across other states where it's been done safely. I've talked to our gym owners. I've talked to our theater owners who are absolutely coming up with ideas how to do this safely. They are not looking to be reckless about this. They are looking to work with the governor's office and with their representatives to find ways to do this safely. You can look all over the place and find contradictions to this. We can put people in an airplane with masks on, you know, in a small environment like that, but we can't spread them out across the gym. You might have a gymnastics gym that's 20,000 square feet and there's only 20 students in it. I can't think of a better place to spread people out, and we want to talk about people's health, and we have the facilities where they're able to go work out and stay healthy are all closed. So some of this is very frustrating. The rules aren't consistent. I do believe that there are ways to open them safely.
Got just a little over a month to get the budget finalized. Are you convinced that that's going to happen?
Yeah, I think we've shown with the previous two steps on the supplemental and the fiscal year 20 budget that, again, we have our disagreements on in certain areas of how to address this, but both times we've been able to come to the table, not only come to an agreement, but to pass those agreements with unanimous votes in both the House and Senate, and have the governor sign them. I do believe that we will get to that point. There will be some bumps in the road along the way. There will be some disagreements, but we, again, are all at the same understanding that this is how it has to be done, and we will get that work done by September 30th.
All right. We wish you the best of luck doing that. We appreciate the update. We'll check in again soon. Shane Hernandez, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.